Elevenfold Contracting.
Hi, is this Elliot?
Yes.
Good to speak with you again. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I did want to reach back out to you. We've spoken at least briefly a couple of times regarding maybe doing Google Verified leads for your business. Is this maybe a good time to see if we can kind of readdress
that
conversation?
It's an all right time to chat about some stuff, but yeah, I mean, yeah. I just have a moment here.
Okay. I did send an email out to you specifically about Google Verified, well, it used to be called Google Guarantee. Did you have a chance to maybe take a look at that? It's a one-time application fee of $150. I did take $100 off of that application fee. Your leads are a little bit less than $40, $38.67 for painting leads, $32 for contractor leads. You only pay for qualified leads. You know, everything routes through a Google number, so the Google AI makes sure it's someone in your service area requesting a service that you want to provide, and you have to either quote a price to them or schedule an appointment to meet with them. Otherwise, you don't even get charged for it. So it really is designed to attract even a higher-end clientele that are actually looking to find a contractor and trying to hire somebody. So it's a high conversion rate with that.
Gotcha. Yeah, you know, at this time, I'm going through more than I can handle stuff. So the main thing I would ask at this time is that based on where things have gone with the whole developing of the website and kind of turning on a couple of things for me like Yelp and Facebook, I'm kind of like, the thing is, if that's mostly where we're kind of finalized in that production of things, and we're just gonna kind of be sitting with the way it's been set up, like I tried to have them change some things about my website that I was kind of just feeling it was a little too inundating about my website, and you know, they've made some changes, but I still just feel like I would like it to be a little less what's the word? There's just a lot of information there, and I feel like it doesn't need to be that complicated for some of these people, like explaining to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's given a full rundown of my system, which I never really kind of outlined. You know what I'm saying? So there's this kind of falsehood there of like saying I do things a certain way when it's close, but it's a little bit, it's a little bit too much information. You know what I'm saying? Like, for some folks, that's where in my relationships with most of my clients, that's me telling them those things, and they trust me because I'm explaining it to them. If they're going to have that over-explained kind of thing in the website, I feel like it's going to turn a lot of people away. I have not gotten any actual...
I hear you. Okay.
Through the website, through the Facebook stuff, none of that has actually turned into anything for me at this time.
Is there anything, I'm looking at your website right now, is there anything in particular you would want us to address? I mean, I am putting this in my notes, and I'm definitely going to have the website team take a look at things, try to streamline things, take out certain wording where it gets a little clunky, but is there anything in particular that you would want to address?
Roll down it with me, just as you're looking at it. I'm not looking at it right now, but basically it says, I feel like it still says something about painting services and then exterior paint only or interior paint only being mentioned, where the two categories could easily be interior and exterior as one category. So just painting services, but then, you know, like if we were going to separate them, I would want one to say interior and the other one to say exterior, not what it is right now.
Yeah, there's one that says interior and one that says painting services. So I hear what you're saying with that. So the one that says, so you're saying either just leave it as painting services, or if you're going to separate it out, then it should have interior and exterior, because I can see what you're saying. It kind of leaves out just by omission, it points to maybe you don't do exterior painting, which obviously you do.
Right.
And then there's the one for home maintenance. I think it's pretty easy to make that change, and I agree with you, it should be changed. If you're going to single out exterior, you're by default excluding, when you're single out enter, you're default, you know, not mentioning exterior,
right.
Kind of misleading.
And that's just where people are going to get lost trying to read the information and decipher
right.
what is this guy actually selling, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Instead of the two categories, we could just say painting services or interior
right.
and exterior painting services and
right.
keep that as one package thing. And a
yeah.
short little sweet description that it has in there already. It says, da, 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 painting, blah, 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 you know, like a paragraph, right?
Right.
I would much rather have just that paragraph instead of now click on one of those pictures.
Okay.
And then we got the whole nine yards of what that entails, correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, you click on one of those pictures, it kind of opens up a different page for that, interior grade painting, surface coating, etc. Kind of goes into the a lot of detail.
Mm-hmm. Now, me at first, when I first looked into that, I did not realize that how I got to where I got by accidentally clicking that picture. It wasn't outlined for me in my mind, like visually, that the layout and navigation of the website is what I guess I'm kind of going at, is that there's too much to end up in a corner and not still see the full aspect of all the things being offered as far as services are concerned. So if, like, I almost wanted that, I asked for that to actually be taken away and just no portal through a picture kind of idea, and that the description below, like, for me, I just want, like, top to bottom, one page kind of website where people can scroll through it, and at the bottom they can
okay.
and find my number and call or send me an email. You know,
we can do that. Yeah.
And
no, a lot of our clients kind of go the opposite way. They
uh-huh.
want, you know, they want more information, they want more pages, more tabs, and things like that. But I mean, if it's and there is, if you click on the services, there's one for painting services, one for interior painting services, and then one for home maintenance. And then when you open it up, there's a lot of information there. So you just want to have those extra pages just be deleted from the website altogether?
It's the secondary aspect of it. I want it to say what it's saying on the first page when you're scrolling through. When it sent me to a different spot and I didn't realize I had multiple of those pages, like a full length descriptions of the category, right? So
right,
I just thought
there's three separate pages, one for each category.
Right. And so I thought if that was like, I felt like if it was going to be like that, it could be a little bit more obvious that that was what was happening, but also that it didn't need to be that in depth for my clients, especially like if you want to imagine like, over 50% of my clients are 60, 80 years
mm-hmm.
old. They're gonna get intimidated by some of that stuff, and some have, so that's just why I wanted to put it out there. Like, it could be a little easier, I think, for folks like that to just be like, oh, okay, he does interior, exterior painting, home maintenance stuff. The only other thing I thought I might mention is like, instead of having the two different painting things, we could turn one of them into fences and decks,
okay,
like stain, you know, and kind of throw that one out there. It's just like more for the sake of imagery. Like I want, like the few categories of like saying interior, exterior paint, fences and decking, and home maintenance, and then a gallery, just a gallery, like pretty much any photo I ever send you guys, kind of a thing, you guys could just stick it there.
Okay.
And that way people have something to look at as a reference, and just kind of how that can function almost the same as, I'm trying to see who is calling me. Oh, I see. That can be treated like the same as my Google business. Kind of like they can look at pictures there, and pictures
right.
there kind of, if they match, like if the things there look about to be the same guy, because that's what I feel like I'm getting filtered by people sometimes, because things aren't consistent on the internet, and with all the frequent changes that have been going on over the last few months doing this with you guys, I feel like that's been what's been kind of the miss with the actual search engine is that there's inconsistencies because I've got a bunch of hoopla. I felt like I just wasn't quite ready to have the information to be put out there because my phone number is about to change. A bunch of stuff that I just don't have control over right now as far as just trying to consolidate all of the different things I'm paying for the business and that type of thing, you know, like I'm paying a lot of money for a phone number that doesn't, I don't actually need a business line at this time. I've got 4 phone numbers via apps and things like that, including the ones you guys gave me. So.
Okay.
Those are just things going on. And with that being said, like, I do want the website from this, you know, situation and what we've been working out. And I do appreciate all of the services that you guys have kind of gotten me started on doing things as far as I have now. There's a Yelp for me to check out. My Google business is a little bit more, complete, you know, things like that.
Right.
But I just don't know if I can afford to keep paying for stuff after the build, if that makes sense. Like, I'm happy to keep up with the first 3 month thing that we kind of agreed to, but
right.
Past that, what does it look like for me to just be like, hey, thanks for making my website, I got it from here kind of situation, and like, do I get to take my website and continue doing business with it after you guys build it for me, or is this kind of a, do I have to pay for my website to be released, or is this
right?
Like,
so I mean, there's
get my domain from you guys, or
there would be a $99 transfer fee of the domain if we purchase that domain for you. There's mm-hmm. also the option of just having us host and update the website and not provide any other services.
Okay.
You could do things like pausing the Facebook ads to take $100 off of that. But I mean, the whole point is to put you in keep where people can find you easily. And I would like for you to have more than just a Google business profile and a website attached to it that might end up only as a digital business card for people who are looking for you specifically. But that's something that we can figure out a little bit further on down the road, however you want to go about that. Now, I have made notes in here to just have, like, the first spot be interior and exterior painting, and then the middle spot being fences and decking, and then, you know, mm-hmm. just a little blurb there and a relevant photo, and then to pretty much get rid of the services tab that would open up
right.
more detailed information about those services, meaning we would take down what's there and not create one for fences and decking. I'll have the website team get on those changes right now, and more than happy to help out with that process. I've been pretty specific here with what you've told me and the notes that I put in the system here. So we should see those
cool.
changes even at least started today. And that's something that I think we should be able to get taken care of fairly quickly here.
Okay. So yeah, I'm just, you know, I've been going through all the different stuff. What does it look like for me to be able to just like have the website through you guys for right now? And kind of, if I'm going to do anything as far as posts and stuff like that, I'll just manually do them myself kind of a thing. I don't really, cause like, how is the Facebook ads kind of thing even work right now, really?
Right.
So here's what I'm going to say is that the bigger issue I've had is trying to do things like make posts on the app and trying to upload pictures on the app has been causing the app to crash a lot. And there's sometimes I hit a roadblock where I can't add certain content because the app won't let me.
Okay.
I don't know if that's something that you're used to having anybody have issues with.
No, that's the first time I've heard anybody mention that.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Yeah. It doesn't really tell me exactly why. It's just like sometimes I can, some videos it's fine, some videos it's like, hey, it says there's some error, and it just shoots me an error code, and then crashes or crashes and restarts me.
Okay. Well, I can escalate that to the tech team and find out, and then I'll have one of our client support team reach back out to you to kind of get you caught up to speed with the changes that we'll make on the website, and then address any additional issues that you might be having with the app itself.
All right. But I guess still, like with that being said, just at the pace of things that I'm doing right now, I'm about to make some changes to things. Like my, like I said, my phone number is about to change. I can't even make business cards right now because that type of stuff's going on. So I'm just like, I'm stuck in this weird, like, okay, until I get the lowdown is that I'm waiting for my ex-wife or my ex-partner to cancel my business line manually herself. Mm-hmm. She's not put me as an authorized user on that phone number. So I basically got my personal phone number away from that contract, but she still has yet to just call them and say, hey, turn that off so that I can move forward. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
So I'm just
I hear you.
I'm just stuck in this slow-ass snail race, and I'm just still trying to work. I've got my kids half the week. Like, it's fucking chaos right now, man. So no offense to you guys or anything. Yeah, I can't even keep up with y'all's questions half the time because I'm so, sometimes I get a phone call and I'm like, I'm dealing with the kids, this and that. Yeah, I'm literally at a customer's house for the 10 hours that I'm there that day. And
So, well, I'm glad we had the opportunity today to kind of get a little bit more information about some of the changes that you'd like to see in the website, and we'll definitely get those started today, and like you said, knocked out as quickly as we can, just to make it a lot easier for your older clientele to navigate the website and not be intimidated. We, of course, don't want anybody to hit their back button and try and find somebody else. Obviously, we want you to get those phone calls, so we'll get started on those changes today.
All right. So I guess at the end of the day, my main question is the 3-month trial thing that we spoke of.
Right.
When is that deadline at? I forget when we started everything.
Let me pull that up here real quick. So it looks like you started on January 20th. So
okay.
The 20th of April, I guess. But I'll have someone reach out to you. If not today, then tomorrow. I'd like to see if we can get the changes to the website implemented first. That way, we can discuss any additional things that might need to be changed.
All right. I guess, so one of the main things that I'm trying to figure out right now is the app and the phone number thing. Those factors, I feel like, are making things a little more complicated for me than...
Okay.
And it's, I get the tracking aspect of it, but I don't have that much traffic. I don't have any traffic. And what it's actually opened up more is that there are other companies and Google things that are calling me instead of clientele. So I'm getting hit up and inundated with other people wanting to provide me with similar services or side-by-side services to what you guys are doing, you know?
I hear what you're saying.
And so that's more where I'm getting phone calls on that number from them. I'm not getting any from people looking at stuff on the internet. And so I just feel like now I have an extra phone number and an extra app to keep track of. And sometimes it's hard on my phone to tell where the call is coming from because it all goes through my primary number, which I used to have a Google Business profile and a Google Voice phone number for my separate business line, which I'm thinking might make my life a little bit easier to separate my my private phone number, even though it's going to utilize my private phone number to generate the secondary phone number, I just know how to use it already. And a lot of my contacts are already in area, you know. For me to be able to track things, I feel like it'd be easier if I didn't have to use the app anymore. And our relationship was more based on the website existence and anything I needed to happen there, because I pretty much know how to manage and adjust the other accounts myself if I were to do so. I just have been so busy that I haven't really paid any attention to it, because I wanted to have this conversation first, you know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
Just to eliminate, I think, any discrepancy in how I would post something also, you know, because a couple of the first posts were just, they were just thrown out there. There wasn't really any description or anything like that, and I wasn't sure what your team was going to try and do as far as those posts were concerned and things like that. But, you know, even if I did less posts, I feel like I would have a more, just something more, a little bit more specified in the post, or some kind of, here I am at this client's house today doing this type of thing. It wouldn't need to be more than that, but it obviously, you know, I just want it to be more genuine, I guess. Having somebody else do it for me feels a little fake. And that's, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm getting at with that. Like, I feel like I can do that level of it. Setting it up was the kick in the butt I kind of needed. So,
Got it. Okay. Well, that all does make sense. I put that in the notes as well. And when our support agent reaches back out to you once the website changes are made, they can address those concerns directly. But, I did just hear back from the website team that they will get started on those changes today.
Perfect. I appreciate that.
No problem. I appreciate you as well, and I really do appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, man. I've been trying things right now, and I got to find out what is going to work for my tiny little system here. My little company's not really, you know. I just need two clients that are willing to do like a $5,000 job a month. That's pretty much it, you know. I'm not trying to pay anybody as far as employees go. Like, every tool I buy goes in the catalog kind of thing. It's like, and now I don't have to buy that ever again kind of stuff. So.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Man, I do appreciate the help and, you know, the insight on things.
No problem.
When do you think, and you're going to have, like, somebody else is going to call me and talk to me about the other potentials as far as how we can keep working together, or what does it look like for me to just kind of pay you guys a final fee and have the website be fine kind of a thing? Because once it's the way I feel like I need it to be, I'm not going to be asking you guys to update. Going to be inundated with so many other things. I just need this quick glance for people to go see that I exist. I'm not fake. You know what I mean?
Right. I gotcha. I do want to get the changes that we discussed implemented first, and then have someone reach out to you. I mean, if it's something that, you know, moving forward with, you just want us to do nothing other than host your website, that's something that we can do. That's something that we do for a lot of our clients for various reasons. You know, once we get them up and running and they've got a steady stream of phone calls and things like that, I certainly do understand why some people just want to make sure that they have an online presence that people can see, and that website and the hosting that comes with it. That is a way that eventually some of our clients do go. So that's something that we are definitely familiar with. And like I said, once we get these website changes completed, we'll have someone reach out to you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you, Mr. Jennings. You have a great rest of the day. Thanks again for your time.
You as well.
Take care. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.